Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Welcome back to Mind Food. Well, we're talking about Mindful in May. It's a global Australian-based initiative that aims to reduce the effects of stress through the proven benefits of meditation. And it also helps bring fresh water to those who need it most. We have on the line the Mindful in May creator, Dr. Elise Bailiou, to tell us a little bit more. Welcome, Elise.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Tell us, where did Mindful in May start?
Mindful in May, I created Mindful in May 3 years ago, and it was started in Melbourne, but obviously it's an online campaign, so it's become a global movement. And really it emerged from my desire to offer people ways to learn meditation in an easy, accessible, science-based, grounded manner. People are so busy these days that they can hardly get themselves to meditation courses. So I thought, why not harness the power of technology and social media and deliver a program that arrives at people's inboxes every day in May, and then beyond that, make it something that helps people make a difference in the world as well. So the idea is that it offers people an opportunity to learn some really powerful tools to enhance their own well-being and at the same time raise money and be part of a movement of people that are creating water wells and water projects in the developing world, because there is a global water crisis. And this is actually the fact that 1 in 9 people on the planet don't have access to clean water, and it's one of the leading causes of death and illness in the world. Mm. So the statistics are that every 21 seconds a child will die in the developing world because of a contaminated water-related issue.
Wow.
So it's a really important issue, and this Mindful in May brings together the two benefits, one for yourself and one for the world at large, and kind of speaks to our shared humanity, really.
Great. So it's a month-long meditation campaign. How can people get involved in Mindful in May?
It's really simple. Basically, people have to just visit the website, which is mindfulinmay.org, and they have to get there before April the 30th, and it's pretty self-explanatory. They register. It's a $20 early bird price, or $25 just leading up to April the 30th, and then they sign up, they register, they will then have the opportunity to make a fundraising page. People can either sign up as an individual meditator or create their own team, which is really fun. So you can meditate with people that you know from around the world. And then they will start automatically receiving this program from May the 1st. And it's really aimed at people that have never meditated before are perfect for this campaign. Also, people that maybe are more irregular meditators but really just need a bit of a nudge and support to bring the habit into their daily life, because you get daily emails with new weekly audio guided meditations that I've created. And also I've also interviewed some of the leading experts from around the world that are in the field of well-being, the research that's going on around meditation and how it actually changes the structure of your brain, and also experts in the field of mindset and positive psychology. So I'm extremely excited to be able to share all of this information. And so each couple of days, people also get access to one of these exclusive interviews that are available just during the program.
Great. So it's a great way to encourage people to stay mindful throughout the whole month, I guess, once they've signed up.
Yeah, that's right. And there's another aspect to it. It's not simply about meditation. It's actually about mindful living. So I give people exercises through the program to really integrate this concept of mindfulness, of being really present in your life, to all areas of life, including relationships, food and how we eat. And there's lots of different tips about integrating it into everyday life. And in addition to this, we also have events. So particularly in Melbourne, there's a launch event on April the 23rd, which Melbourne people can find on the website. But there's also a calendar on the website where people can actually create their own Mindful in May events. So they might run their own meditation event, or they might have some creative idea about bringing people together in mindfulness and raise money for the cause through running their own event. So that's a self-organising thing which the website can help people with.
Great. And I mean, in just 2 years that the program has been running, you've raised over $100,000 for charity. This is the third year that Mindful in May is running. What's your goal for this year?
To be honest, the whole idea of mindfulness is to actually apply this idea of allowing things to unfold in their own time and in their own way. So I like to try and bring that attitude to the whole campaign in its entirety. However, on the other hand, it's also nice to have a goal. So, look, we have put an unreasonable goal, which is $250,000 for clean water projects in the developing world. I was completely blown away last year. We raised much more than we hoped for. And so I thought, this is such an incredibly generous, enthusiastic community that let's set an unreasonable target and see if we can reach it.
Why not? You've got to aim high, right?
Yeah, that's right. But I think it's like, just as it applies to everyday life, it's good to set goals, but it's also good to hold them lightly and be open to how things unfold.
Very important advice. And now, just for those who are interested in getting involved, just tell us once again how this money will benefit, obviously, those in the developing world and where their funds will go to.
Absolutely. So the exciting thing is that the not-for-profit organisation, the charity that we donate the funds to, is called Charity Water. They're based in America. And the reason we've chosen them is because they do an incredible job at connecting us with the outcome. So anyone that donates will eventually, in about 18 months' time, get a report which shows exactly where these water projects are built. This year we're going to be building projects in Ethiopia, and so you will be able to see through a GPS map exactly where the well is. So one day if you happen to be in Ethiopia, you can go and visit the community. And it also gives very clear statistics about how many individuals were helped in that particular community. So over the past couple of years, we've helped over 1,000 people in Ethiopia, and we have completion reports for that that all of our donors have received.
So that's
great. It's a really great way that people can feel that they've made a really tangible difference to the lives of thousands of people.
Great, and it's also good for themselves as well, which is important. So thank you so much, Dr. Elise Bailey. That sounds fantastic, and we hope that our readers get behind Mindful in May.
Great, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. For more information about Mindful in May, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.